Welcome to the Floor Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller, recording on Thursday, the 23rd of July, at 10:05 p.m., and that is British summer time here in London. Okay, now first the quickie audio for people on the rush. And just a reminder that we are, of course, in the 6 months of underperformance on average for global stock markets. That is the May through October period. And as I've been saying all week, that we are beginning we have begun a reaction and consolidation phase following the earlier rally in response to the fact that Grexit has not occurred just yet in the EU, and also over hopes that the Iran, US and other countries agreement on the nuclear development program, well, that's what the West calls it, but not what Iran calls it, will at least be impeded. Okay, now looking at these stock markets, first in the Asia Pacific region, Japan, China, firm, and Taiwan, though weak, down 1.5% nearly, and that's because there's an election campaign going on there, and there are some tensions with China, and the South Korea fraction, well, just well, virtually unchanged. The other Asia Pacific markets are down a little bit today, but small declines overall. And that pattern was pretty much repeated in the European markets. There was one good gain, that's the Swiss market index, up nearly 1%, but we had a number of small losses here. Just look at KFX just for a minute. I didn't do that beforehand, but that's a little decline there as well. So easing in the European markets, and for the most part, but not big declines. It's quite a quiet day in Europe. And Wall Street closing down 0.5% or a little more across the main indices. And Mexico a fraction higher, 1/3 of a percentage point higher, and Brazil as weak, down over 2%. Okay, what's happened here in government bonds? Well, if stock markets go down, I usually quote the U.S. 10-year, if Wall Street goes down, then the yield also falls, and it is currently at 2.267%, still within a range, which is broadening. VIX is firming up at the lower side of its trading range. That's certainly not a surprise, at 12.64, and I would not be the least bit surprised to see that move a little higher over the near term. The U.S. dollar index has declined here again, once again. It's currently at 97.22, so it is not maintaining the push above the May-June high within the trading range, because the upper side of the trading range is just over the 100 level, so we're still ranging below that, and I wouldn't be at all surprised if that didn't continue here for a while longer. I think this is a lengthy consolidation phase. Precious metals couldn't hold early rallies, soft in here again today. Little oversold on a very short-term basis, but that was a big downward break that we have seen. See my report yesterday if you want a detailed analysis of what is going on there. Crude oil also lower here once again, and looks like that's responding to more production because people are producing as much as they can to try to maintain some of their income or to reduce the reduction in their income through the lower price overall, and of course that weighs on the market. And commodities generally a little bit softer, but I can see sugar, corn, and soybeans fractions higher. Industrial metals. I think industrial metals also weaker in here today. Copper, U.S. copper is down quite sharply, over 5 cents to 237.7. Okay, now let's go back and talk about these markets with a little longer term perspective here, if I can. And going back to the Asia Pacific region overall, you know the one I like the most, that's Japan. And we need to keep an eye on the yen. If the yen is generally soft, and it's at 123.87 in here today, that tends to favor the Japanese market. Japan's going to need a soft yen for really quite some time because it had an incredibly strong yen for a very, very long time. But I like this Japanese stock market. It's still, the corporate Japan is still somewhat sclerotic, not all companies, of course, but you know, you've got a lot of older managements, you've got a lot of loss of confidence following the long bear market that they saw and all that deflationary pressure that they experienced in Japan, but they are trying to stem that, to print their way out of it, trying to get more women into the workforce, and that's a good thing too. So a whole series of measures being taken, and I think that the fact that that's going on, and the biggest, most important fact of all, massive quantitative easing. So we know what that does. That rewards stock market investors, and therefore this is a good to key position here overall. China, a lot of people incredibly bearish about China. The Chinese apparently less so, and the main thing as far as I'm concerned is that the government is trying to support the market, is supporting the market, and they have a very, very accommodative monetary policy. That's their own version of QE. Again, going down the list here, I like, you know, I like India, but it's, India is in this lengthy consolidation, it's a lengthy medium-term consolidation process of the very, very strong gains that occurred following Narendra Modi's election last year. I think India is, well, for me at any rate, it's very much a long-term hold here, and it will be volatile, as China will also be very, very volatile. Now, going back to the European stock markets here, I think they're going to come a little lower on this pullback that I talked about at the beginning of this audio, because this is a consolidation of the gains, the relief rally, which occurred when we did not get a Grexit situation here. Also, Super Mario Draghi is pumping, is pumping in 60 billion euros a month, and that's what's going on here, David. Oh, it's coughing. I don't have a cold or anything, but it's simply tickling the throat. But the 60 billion euro quantitative easing is certainly going to ensure a rising floor for European equities. So this will provide a little buying opportunity. Just gonna have a sip of water. hate audios when people cough. Okay, now, especially if it's me. Wall Street, again overbought here in the short term, so pulling back in line with other markets. The really hot sector to watch is the technology, but keep an eye on Apple. Now, let me just put this up. I can't remember where that actually closed here today, but I know it was down. Iconic Apple is back to 125. Well, it's only down 6 cents in here, 125.16, but it lost an early gain that was seen in the day. So this is extending this range overall. The critical level to bear in mind is 120. We do not want to see any kind of spike below the 120 level. That would indicate further well, renewed. It would indicate renewed selling pressure overall. Again, I'm not too worried about Apple. It's not expensive here overall. People are worried that it's going to be like some of those other tech companies that were wonderfully successful early on, particularly in the phone industry. Nokia is a classic example, and what was it? Can't recall the other one I was going to mention in here, but you can probably think of it. Another one of the U.S. phone companies, but it did terribly well for a while, and then they really fell out of favor, and the stocks declined a very, very long way. I think those comparisons are not really warranted here today. I think Apple's got a terrific integrated system, and along with its very superior products, and it is staying ahead of the competition for the most part. So I think this is potentially a long-term bull market story. But if it does come under that 120 level for more than a blink of the eye, that will cause further selling pressure in the U.S. stock market during this choppy, somewhat nervous period here in the markets. Now, government bonds ranging in this environment. There's not that much inflation. There's very little inflationary pressure. There's a lot of disinflationary, deflationary pressure, much of which is positive because it's caused by the technology advances overall. And I think we will see more of the same here. Looking at commodities, they're soft in here overall, as I mentioned earlier on. At crude oil, I think it's going to be in this band for the lengthy medium term. What is that band? 65 to 70 on the upside, $40 on the lower side. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.